Now to letters from the evening news. There is a small post bag this week. The first letter is from Gillian Douglas of West Runton, who says we need alternatives to lanterns. The National Farmers Union has raised the serious drawbacks of lit lanterns that are sent into the air at various celebrations. While they are beautiful to watch as they rise into a darkened sky, they do eventually come back to land. Once back on Earth, they litter the landing area and, if they are still lit or hot enough, they can cause fire. This might well happen unnoticed, and if conditions are suitable, a fire could spread. Climate change has, of course, exacerbated the problem with hot, dry summers. Perhaps it is time for safe alternatives to be considered. This may present an opportunity for deep thinking, as helium-filled balloons don't appear to provide one. They also come back to Earth, causing litter and a hazard to wildlife and farm animals. When mistaken for food, they can prove fatal. Creative minds are needed, I think.
Here are my suggestions to cut costs, comments David Allman of Spixworth. In response to Giles Orpen-Smelly's expressed concern about the funding of frontline policing, abolishing his own totally superfluous position, estimated cost of £1,250,000, plus cutting down on the Starsky and Hutch fuel bills in favour of greater use of shoe leather, could make a substantial saving and, as a byproduct, cut crime by having more bobbies on the beat.
Following on from this is the online comment. George Maffikin says, people who suffer burglaries or other crimes want investigations in their cases to be progressed, and we can only do that if we have detectives. Happy to be corrected if wrong, but I understood very few burglaries are actually investigated beyond being issued a case number, and then later being advised that the case is now closed.
Rob Powell comments, we hear this every day from local and national government. This is unaffordable, but no mention that the £7 million a day for those turning up at Dover is unaffordable. This is borrowed money from the banks, adding to the gigantic UK debt.
He said what Smith says. Tell us what we get for our money. Police stations all outside the city now.
And the final word from Sheringham Cats. Same old story, every year more money. It's like Mr. Twist. Please, sir, can I have some more?